Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Are going to stand trial this week in a $10,000 lawsuit brought against them by Mr. Neff. Accidentally, Jane met Mr. Neff's young lawyer last week and wound up lending the young man Mr. Ace's dark coat and striped trousers, as this is his first case and he wants to make the right kind of impression. Ace knows nothing of that. This episode is in the Ace's bungalow after the first day in court. We find Jane studying some typewritten papers with Ace and their friend Marge sitting by. Listen.
I know I've seen that lawyer of Neff somewhere.
Yes?
Yes, I'm sure of it. That's what bothered me more in court today than the preliminaries of getting the trial started.
Well, I should say you haven't got your mind on your business. I was there only as a spectator, and I couldn't think of anything but the actual trial. I was surprised they didn't have a jury.
Well, I don't care either way. I understand they can't have one or they don't have to have one. I'm not bothering myself with those details. Where was it I saw that guy? Everything about him is so familiar.
This, Mr. Johnson, you mean?
Yes, I couldn't take my eyes off of him. You ever get that feeling about...
Oh, yes, everybody does. It'll probably come to you. I'm afraid. That's not important. Why don't you worry about...
What do you mean you're afraid?
What?
I heard you. Are you kidding me? I tell you, I know this man from somewhere.
Oh, all right. So what?
Well, nothing. It bothers me. I've seen the man. I know it. There's a most familiar something about him. I should know him. I know.
Why should you? He's a lawyer suing you for $10,000 and doing a pretty good job of it. If I'm a judge of a first day in court, of course I'm not. But it did seem to me that your lawyer, Mr. Kelly, was fast asleep all through the proceedings. Is that customary?
Oh, he said he was up all night working on the case.
So he had to take time out to sleep as soon as the trial started.
Oh, don't tell me about it. I had it out with him.
Yes? What'd he say?
He wanted to know if he missed anything. Yes, that's all he asked me. I accused him of falling asleep and staying asleep all afternoon, and all he said was, did I miss anything?
Well, I just can't see that at all. You better change lawyers.
Change lawyers? Don't you think I'd like to? Don't you think I would if I thought it wouldn't make the judge feel that I thought there was a chance of my losing the case?
Oh, who cares what the judge feels? If I had a lawyer who fell asleep while I was...
Well, you're not being sued, and please...
Oh, please, dear.
What?
How can I say these questions and answers if you're going to sit there and holler?
Yes, that's right. The burden of this trial rests on James.
I'll tell the world, and I wish you'd let me study. If you think it's easy to learn all these dialogues.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jane.
We'll be quiet. How are you doing there, Jane?
Oh, pretty good. I know the first case, I think.
You think? That's not good enough. Mr. Kelly had those questions typed that he's going to ask you when you're on the stand, and he expects you to know them all perfectly well.
Well, I know them pretty good. I know the first case pretty good. The second case is harder.
Maybe we ought to go somewhere and let you study by yourself, Jane.
No, just so you don't make too much noise. Maybe we won't get past the first case tomorrow. Oh, dear, do you think I have to know all of them by tomorrow?
You certainly do. How long do you think this trial is going to drag out?
Well, it has to last at least until I wear all my hats.
All your hair. Oh, stop laughing at her. Jane, will you get your mind off of clothes?
Oh, I suppose you weren't proud of me the way I looked in court today.
Yes, I was very proud of you and me both being sued for
$10,000. Oh, you need a new tie and you look all right.
Yes.
But I mean me especially. I suppose you didn't notice those women looking at my off-the-face hat.
What women? What are you talking?
The women in the audience.
Audience, that's what this thing is to you, a personal appearance. Do you realize that this man Neff hopes to get the $10,000 we made in that real estate deal away from us?
Yes, but...
That's nothing. He's going to get it away from us if he don't get busy on that list of questions and answers and memorize every one of them so that Mr. Kelly can win this case for us. He's expecting you to be the star witness.
Well, that's just it. I want to look like the star.
Well, still making a personal appearance out of it. Isn't that awful?
Still wasting time, eh? Let him go on studying. Go ahead, Jane. We won't bother you.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't. I even forgot where I left off. I guess I better start all over again. I'll start with the first page.
We won't bother you, Jane. Sit down, Ace, and let her study.
Oh, I'll do anything. If you'll only keep her mind on the trial.
I'm going to start all over. Marge, do you want to see how much I know?
Like you know.
That won't take long. Go ahead, Marge.
No, it won't take long. Come on, Marge. You hold this paper, and I'll try to see if I know him.
Oh, all right.
See, it starts right at the top.
How strange. Yes, I see. Let's see how many you can reel right off. How long have you known Mr. Ness?
Yes, that's the first one. That's where it starts. And the second one is, tell the court how you came to meet Mr. Ness.
Let's start from the beginning. How long have you known Mr. Ness?
All right. How long have you known Mr. Ness? Tell the court how you came to meet Mr. Ness. Did he come to your home on your invitation?
Hey, Jane, you're passing up all the answers.
Beg pardon?
Just a minute here. Jane.
What?
I'm afraid to ask this question. Did you say you had memorized this first page?
Yes, I'm saying them now.
You memorized the questions?
Yes.
But not the...
What?
Jane, don't tell me you've been memorizing the questions instead of the answers.
Instead of the... What are you talking about? Mr. Kelly told me that...
Oh, Jane, Mr. Kelly's going to ask you these questions. He wants you to learn the answers. How can you be
so... He said, here are some questions and answers. He told me to learn them. He didn't say which I could learn. I take the questions because they're shorter.
Because they're shorter?
Yes, why should I always take the hardest part? Honestly, the way some people act around
here.
Oh,
but Jane, common sense ought to tell you that you have to know the answers.
Oh, gee.
Bang. Now go study those answers and have them letter perfect.
Oh, all right. If people would only say what they think.
Please, Jane, don't tempt me.
Now, let her alone. Go on, Jane, and study. We'll be quiet.
Now, hush, eh? Oh, I just got that remark you made before.
What?
It won't take long.
It won't take long?
Yes, I said to Mark, see how much I know, and you said it won't take long.
Oh, all right.
Well, better late than never. Now go on and
stop. Oh, what now? That's more trouble, I know.
Oh, I'll never learn, do you?
You go ahead. I'll answer the door.
People keep coming in when I'm trying to learn.
You better go to your room, Jane.
And not know who it is, I should say not.
What? I bet it.
Well, come in, Mr. Kelly. We were just talking about it.
Wait,
well, good morning, Mr. Kelly. Good morning. Yes, the last time I saw you, you were sound asleep. I hope you had a pleasant dream.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I never pay much attention to the
early proceedings.
Besides, I was up most of the night
working
on this
tape. Why is it as hard as all that? I mean, it seems to me
a sin. It is now. Oh, good evening, Mrs. Hayes.
I learned the wrong one.
What?
Well, why didn't you say you wanted me to learn the answer?
What does she mean?
Well, you won't believe it, but I'm not going to bring witnesses to prove it, but she was memorizing the questions instead of the answers.
She was memorizing?
Yes, I told you wouldn't believe it.
But, Mrs. Ames, how could
Well, how could you give a person three pages and not say which to learn?
But I never dreamed that you
would... Oh, did in court today.
Oh, Marge, let's stop this heckling and get down to the case. You say you've got something now that...
Yes. Now, it's true what Miss Hayes said. I was asleep in court today, but not asleep on the job, merely resting after an all-night session with Mr. Neff's past.
Mr. Neff's past?
Oh, tell me, that old codger has a past.
He certainly has, and a past not so far back either. In fact, I found out there's a woman in Mr. Neff's life, and he doesn't want it to be made public.
But what of it? What's a woman in Mr. Neff's life got to do with this real estate deal?
Nothing.
Well, what good is it? Why come over here?
You're not going to use it in court, are you?
Well, no. I don't think we'll have it.
Then why?
We can insinuate that we know about it. And I figure that rather than take a chance that it will come up in court, Mr. Ness will drop the whole thing.
Drop the whole... What are you talking about, Mr. Kelly? How can we bring a thing up like that in court? It has nothing to do with the case.
Exactly. And we won't bring it up directly. It's just enough to make old man Ness think that he's got something up our sleeve that has to do with this woman in the case.
Will you please explain all that? I don't.
I will. Now, here's how we do it. After I've asked Mrs. Ace several questions, I suddenly say, did Mr. Ness ever make love to you?
You will not. I object to that.
Fine. That's what I want his lawyer to say. And he will say it. You say I object. It's a natural thing for him to say.
Yes, and a judge will sustain his objection.
Naturally. And I'll apologize. But how I'll apologize.
How?
I'll say I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked that question. After all, the women in Mr. Ness's life have nothing to do with his case. That's all I'll say.
That's all?
Yes. That will make the old boy squirm. I'll even throw him a knowing death. You know, probably a room.
What are you talking about? What's that got to do?
You leave it to me. I don't want to go into details, but I've got enough on old man Ness and this woman angle to make him very happy to drop this whole case. Now, Mr. Wilson,
Why?
After four or five preliminary questions, I'm going to ask you suddenly, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you?
Why, Mr. Kelly.
Oh, take it easy, Jane. You won't have to answer it.
Well, you'd have to say, Mrs. Aces,
well, what?
That's all you have to answer. When his lawyer stands up, object, the court sustains the objection, and I apologize. But not without reason to old man that, but we've got to go get him.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't
like
it? No. I think up a way to win this case in a row.
Don't have to think up ways. It's a clear-cut case. We never try to beat Neff out of anything. Jane didn't know that.
I believe you. I honestly do. But what judge will believe that? And it'd be too hard to prove it the way it actually happened.
So you go by way of Omaha to bring up something that has nothing at all to do with the case.
I've been a lawyer for a good many years, Mr.
Well.
And I know human nature. I'm sure I know old man that. Now, will you leave this to me?
Well, there's nothing you can do, Ace. You better let him handle it his way.
I know there's nothing I can do.
He seems to be sure he can win it this way.
I'm positive. Now, Miss Stacey.
Why?
Now, let me have that first statement.
Here.
I'm going to write in this very important question right here. After the first question, it'll be the first. I'll say to you, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? There we are. And your reply is, well, there. That's as far as you have to go. Here we are.
Well, let me see. Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? And I say, well.
No. I say it, well.
Oh. Well, like that?
Fine. That's it. And I'm sure that the minute Mr. Neff hears my apology, he'll be sending his lawyer around to settle his whole thing.
Well, Mr. Kelly seems to have the whole case under control. We learn just how this little bit of testimony takes when we next meet the Easy Aces in court.